Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 348 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 11th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of self-respect. Compare and contrast your level of self-respect with respect you give others. How can you improve in this area? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. One of the objectives to learning to write our own story and the 12 fundamentals of success leadership system is to increase our level of awareness so we can better navigate our journey to live as the best version of ourselves. As we look at the character skill of self-respect, I'd like to suggest that we take both a telescope view as well as a microscope view. We need to take a telescope view of ourselves when our self-respect swings to the extreme of becoming arrogant and thinking we are more important than other people. When we look through the telescope, we see that we are just one of 7.8 billion people who live on this planet. This can be quite sobering to think about how we are just one person and there are so many other people. How can we even begin to compare ourselves? Because when our self-respect teeters on selfishness, it's usually because we are trying to compare ourselves to others, and we are trying to artificially inflate our self-respect by ranking ourselves ahead of others. But we also need a telescope view when our self-respect sinks to the other extreme, and we want everyone to feel sorry for us. In a world of 7.8 billion people, we are not the only person with problems, adversity, and obstacles. Our shared humanity tells us that everyone has a story to tell, and everyone has issues they need to rise above. We need to have enough self-respect to see that we each have a story to write, but it is not anyone else's responsibility to write it for us. And that leads us to taking a microscope view to put our self-respect in the proper perspective. We do each have a story to write, so we need to first focus on ourselves and work to build our self-respect that says while we may be just one of 7.8 billion people, we were created for a unique purpose, and it is our responsibility, not anyone else's, to search for that purpose, live that purpose, and give away our gifts and abilities to the rest of the world. Self-respect is also heavily involved in one of the themes of the 12 Fundamentals of Success leadership system, and that is writing our own story is not for self-promotion, it is for self-donation to the world. By using both the telescope view and the microscope view, we can find the right balance of self-respect that keeps our ego in check, while also inspiring us to pursue our dreams, overcome obstacles, and lead by serving. So how about you? Can you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of self-respect? Can you compare and contrast your level of self-respect with respect you give others? How can you improve in this area? A healthy level of self-respect is essential in order to lead our students and athletes. It allows us to refrain from trying to force expectations on them and focus instead on guiding and inspiring them. It also reminds us that the work we do in our classrooms and locker rooms is valuable and necessary. On our journey, if we can remember that self-respect is not meant to be used for self-promotion, but instead for self-donation, then we can increase our impact on our students and athletes as we grow by 1% and give those young people a better version of ourselves every day